When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
You need parts? O'Reilly Auto Parts has parts. Need them fast? We've got fast. No matter what you need, we have thousands of professional parts people doing their part to make sure you have it. Product availability. Just one part that makes O'Reilly stand apart. The professional parts people.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario, and welcome to 2022. I cannot believe that we are into a new year, and I am just so excited to kick off what is going to be an amazing, amazing year. I swear I have all the good vibes for 2022. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not the type who just says that every single year, because I kind of like felt 2021 wasn't my year. That might sound a little weird, but I don't know. I just like didn't really enter 2021 as like, this is my year. I didn't really feel like 2021 was me season, even though I'm super proud of the 2021 that I had, because of course, I launched For the Girls in 2021. I went to Italy for the first time in 2021. I did a lot of great things in 2021. I moved back up closer to my family. I moved to Hoboken in 2021. So I had a lot of really big shifts throughout the year, but something was always just a little bit off for me about 2021, and it is on for 2022. It is truly feeling like me season this year. So now, what does that mean to me? What is me season? What do I mean when I say I feel like this is going to be my year? What I am totally, totally focused on this year is results. I want results this year. I want growth in all areas of my life. All of the projects that I'm working on, I want to see results. All of the personal things that I'm working on, I want to see results. I am just sick of patience, honestly. I'm running out of patience, even though, yes, I do think that patience is a good thing, and I think that we need to have patience. I talk about this in my episode about money, I think. The episode called Girls Just Want to Have Fun. I say patience is trusting that you will have it. If you have patience, that means you're willing to wait because you know it belongs to you and you're going to have it. So I do have patience, but when it comes to things that I can make happen quicker and things that if I just step it up a notch, then I will see results faster. Those are the things that I'm losing patience on, because it's more or less about me being frustrated with myself of like, I could have worked a little bit harder on that today. I could have put more hours into that today. I could have done a little bit more research on that. I could have spent more time on that, you know? So patience is good to have when there are certain things that might be out of your control that you can't really make happen any faster. But no, this year I am all about expediting the process and seeing results. But guess what that means? I'm going to hit you guys with it. I'm going to just get straight into it. You can only have one of these two things: results or excuses. You can't have both. You cannot have excuses and see results. You can only have one or the other, results or excuses. It's impossible to have both of these things. And one of my friends, Kat, said something to me once that resonated with me so hard. And I'm just going to get straight into that because it is such a common thing. It is just using the word but. She said to me, everything after but is an excuse. I planned on doing that today, but blah, 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 blah. I really wanted to make $10,000 in sales, but blah, 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 blah. Whatever the context is of the sentence, everything after but is an excuse. I want you guys to write that down, whether you have a vision board, slap it on there so you know you're not making excuses in 2022, whether you just have a notepad, wherever you guys put down your personal development, your thoughts, anything that's going to stick with you, and really let that statement stick with you. And then this way, every single time that you are about to use the word but, it'll just be embedded into your head like, oh, shit, I can't say that. Everything after but is an excuse. I can't say it. I can't say it. And then you're just going to become increasingly more aware of the excuses that you were about to make. So now you're going to just stop saying and giving excuses because you're becoming more aware of solutions. You're becoming more aware of things that you could have done to overcome this obstacle that may have gotten in your way, right? Because I think the key to seeing results is being a problem solver. It's having solutions. Results simply come from finding a solution to every problem. You know the type of people that I cannot get along with and I will never even try to understand their mindset? The people who have a problem for every solution. You know, I am such a problem solver that it's almost annoying to people because you cannot give me an excuse at all. At all. Like every single thing that you will try to say to me, I just respond with a solution. And I think it annoys people because I always have a rebuttal to their objection. And I can just go back and forth and back and forth. And there's truly just no winning with me if you're going to give me excuses. I would 10 out of 10 times respect you so much more if you would just say, I don't want to do that. No, not making time for that. Can't prioritize that. I say these things. I tell people no all the time. Anything I ever don't want to do, I say no to. And I just have so much more respect for people who just say no rather than making excuses. But when it comes to work, of course, forget it. There is never any winning with me. If you want to see results, you cannot give a single excuse. I will just not be able to take you seriously if you do. And then it's just awkward. It's just going to be really awkward after that because I'm like, I think that you could have made that happen, but sure, whatever you want to tell me, that's fine. Do you struggle to find comfort in your body? Do you experience cravings, bloating? If so, then you need Hormone Harmony, the solution for women of all ages to maintain optimal hormone levels. It reduces bloating and discomfort and supports your mood and general well-being. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in the reviews, and there are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health. their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, for me, I, of course, in my own head, there are tons of times where I make excuses for myself. I'm too tired. I won't be able to finish that in time, so I might as well do it tomorrow. Nobody is perfect, and we are all guilty of sometimes just wanting to excuse ourselves from the work or whatever it is that we got to do. But we have to always remain disciplined. Sometimes, yes, we can have our little slip-ups. I'm giving us all, myself included, a permission slip. But you get one. That's it. You get one. After that, you got to boss up. Because if you want to see results, then you're going to have to make some changes. You're going to have to stay disciplined. Because you are not going to see results if you give yourself a permission slip once a day. And I just think that the harshest reality and the tough love everyone needs to hear is that results don't lie. So if in your business or your job, whatever it is that you guys do, because I know everyone has totally different lifestyles, if you are not where you want to be, when is the time gonna come that you finally take full responsibility and accountability for your lack of actions? When is the time going to come that you finally are sick of your own shit? That you are finally sick of your own excuses? Is there going to be a time where you sit back and say, I'm just ready for results? I'm just ready to see the income, the status, the promotion, the numbers. Like, I'm just ready to see everything finally come to fruition and everything finally happen. Because I think that the thing is, when people give a lot of excuses, they have almost convinced themselves that this is accurate, this is real, this is valid, this is legitimate. And so because they believe this, they think everybody else believes this, right? So now say that you're in a business where you sell something. Say that you're in network marketing, say that you're selling beauty products or any other products, and nobody's buying from you. Now, you're all confused because why is no one buying from me? I posted on my story. No one's buying. It's not my fault. I did my job. No, because for all of the times that you gave excuses to yourself, or maybe you told some other people, everybody else saw right through it. And so your lack of results was more than enough to show people that you're not committed to this thing. They're not going to support you or buy from you because there's somebody else selling the same damn thing and they're 10 times more committed. They're 10 times more in it to win it. So yeah, I mean, in my business, I see girls say this all the time, that they say, oh my God, so-and-so bought from somebody else. This girl was my dream business partner and she started working with somebody else. Well, duh, that other person was way more active and working way harder and had results to show for themselves. Because the honest truth is, results tell people everything that they need to know. And if somebody has the option to work with or buy from somebody who is super consistent, super committed, super disciplined, and 100% all in all the time, or to buy from somebody who is one foot in, one foot out, sometimes shares this information, comes in real hot, real excited once a week, but then for the rest of the week, they never talk about it again. Who do you think that they're going to want to work with or buy from and support? The person who they know they can trust. Why do they know they can trust them? Because the results don't lie. Whereas the other person thinks they can have both excuses and results. I feel as though people get really excited, new year, new me vibes, which makes me cringe, but that's besides the point. And they start making really big goals for themselves that they don't even know yet if they are really willing to make happen. They haven't actually sat down and decided, I am working to achieve this thing. I am going to make this happen. They haven't really committed yet. They haven't fully made the decision yet that it's going to happen, but they make it a goal for the year. They put it on a vision board. They tell themselves, yeah, 1 million followers. I'm going for that this year, when they have 10,000 followers on Instagram right now. Am I saying it's impossible? No, absolutely not. But why make goals that you haven't even decided you are willing to achieve? The thing is that a lot of people have the mindset of, don't get so hard on yourself if you don't accomplish it. There's still so much more time. There's always next year. And that is true. You know, don't beat yourself up over it. We can't all make every single thing happen at once. I agree. You haven't lost your chance. There's still time. But why go into every single year starting with the mindset of that it's okay if you don't finish your goals because there's always next year? And now every single year you have the same goals. You want to accomplish the same things because you didn't accomplish it last year. Whereas you can actually make much smaller goals for the year that you are 100% dedicated to completing. Goals that you are 100% sure you are willing to work for. And even if these goals are smaller than what you would like in hindsight, at least you will complete them. At least you will finish these goals and make them happen. So now, instead of starting the next year, going for the same goals again, now you get to increase your goals because now you finished these.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And trust me when I say, I think that everyone is capable of doing anything that they want to do. So I am not here to shit on anyone's goals and tell you, you can't make that happen. Because that is simply not true. I think if you really want to make it happen, you can make anything happen. But from being in a business for so long and from working with so many people for so long, I really hear the same people say the same things over and over and over every single year saying, I'm gonna make this thing happen this year. And it's the same song and dance every single time. And what happens when you do that is that you get less and less excited every single time. You get less passionate about this thing every single time. And it's simply not as fun when you're just not accomplishing your goals. I really, really, truly believe that you will set yourself up for much better years and years and years to come if you decide what you are 100% willing to make happen, let your actions and your efforts match those words and match those plans and match those goals, knock them off your list, get them done, complete them, and then maybe even within the same year, if not, then maybe for the next year, now you're actually looking at the next step, and that might be the much bigger goal that you said that you wanted, you know, a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, over and over and over. That bigger goal that you said you want every single year, now you're actually looking at it. Now that's actually the next step because you accomplished the stepping stones that it takes to get to that milestone. So many people just want to skip over the stepping stones and just achieve the milestone. Again, is it impossible? No, of course not. Is it realistic? No, it is not. I think back to 2019 when I made my vision board for 2020. It was like at the end of that year. And it's so silly. I remember putting on that vision board a two-story closet because, of course, that's a huge dream of mine. One of my friends used to have this dream closet. It had stairs, you know, it was two floors. And I was just obsessed with it. It gave me very like Hannah Montana closet vibes. And if you know, you know. So I always said, oh, I'm going to have a really big house and I want this massive two-story closet. Of course, it is something I still want to this day. Why did I put it on my vision board in 2019 for 2020 when getting a house wasn't even a goal of mine? It wasn't even a thought. Like, by the time 2020 came around, there was never a moment of me thinking I was going to buy a house. I knew I was living in an apartment. I knew that I was going to continue living in apartments. To this day, I still don't have plans of buying a house. So take that as you will and understand that you might be setting goals for yourself just because you're on this high of a new year that you know you're not going to do. You're not going to make happen. And I truly think that every single person should be making a vision board. There's still time left in the month, so I would definitely do it at some point this month. I just made mine the other day. Took me 4 hours. I made it on Canva, and no, I don't pay for Canva, and I still thought it was really easy and good to use. I like how it came out. I know if you pay for it, you can unlock more tools and more features, but I'm perfectly fine with how mine came out. I made it on my computer, which I find to be a lot easier than making it on my phone. And looking at it, because it's actually my computer screen and my phone screen, so I'm looking at it right now, I see things on there that I never put once before because I was always so focused on these big, massive goals. And now I'm looking at my vision board and there is not one thing on this list or on this photo, whatever you want to call it, that I am not willing to make happen this year. Every single thing on this vision board is something that I know for a solid fact I am willing to work toward. I am willing to complete. I am willing to make happen. It's going to happen. I'm not afraid of these goals at all. And it's okay if your goals scare you. Absolutely. Because there are things on here that are intimidating, that are really big. Everyone should have big goals. There are things on here that I'm like, oh my God, that is going to be a project and a half. That is going to take some time to make happen. And that is going to take a lot of work to make happen. But regardless, they're not scary or intimidating in the sense of like making me question if it can actually happen. It's more or less scary and intimidating in the sense of me being like, well, I know what work I got cut out for me to make that happen. You know, it's just more intense. It's a more intense workload for me this year in order to accomplish that. But that is what a vision board should be rather than an unrealistic dream board that you just think you're gonna sleep on and dream about at night but not actually make happen. It's more like a fantasy board when you put these insane goals on there. For example, I do believe at some point in my life I will have my dream closet in my big house, but it's just not simply something I'm planning for this year. So why would I put it on there? It was silly when I did it the first time, but that was also the first time I ever made a vision board. And, you know, I just got excited. And I think most people just get excited and they want to just say, I'm going to make this happen. This is going to be my year. I'm making all this happen. But no, why am I saying that this year is going to be my year and why this year should be your year? Because it has nothing to do with these pretend goals and dreams, and it has everything to do with results. This is going to be my year because looking at the vision board I'm looking at right now, I am going to see every single thing on here come to fruition. I am going to have results in all of these departments of my life. That's why it's going to be my year. Not because I am putting all this good juju out there and just saying, if I want it, I got it. Yes, that is totally true. But this is the year of results, not the year of, it's okay if it doesn't happen this year because I always have next year. No, we are leaving that energy behind and we are not taking it with us into 2022. I hope that everything I just shared here really resonates with you guys because I really want this year to be everyone's biggest glow up. Physically, mentally, spiritually, internally, just every possible way to see growth. That is what my 2022 goal is for this entire community. Every single one of you guys that have been listening from the beginning, or even if you just got started, you are a part of the For the Girls community, and I just know it. I know that every single one of you listening want to have it all, because that is what this podcast is all about. This is all about dreaming bigger, having the life of your dreams, being the woman of your dreams, and getting to have every single thing that your heart desires, personally, professionally, all different types of ways. So this is going to be a major glow up year for every single one of you, and I am so excited to be a part of your journey. You guys are just as much a part of my journey. I have you guys on my vision board. I'm probably not on yours, but you guys are most certainly on mine because I am absolutely nothing without every single one of you. So thank you guys so much for listening. I cannot wait for you guys to hear what we have in store for the Girls 2022. So thanks for listening. Until next time, girls.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.